Blog Talk Radio.
Back to the All-Pros,
Mr. Jacquez Spencer for the Miami Dolphins, and Mr. Robinson of the Indianapolis Colts. They are the wide receiver core. Mr. Tyler Torres of the New York Football Jets is an all-pro tight end. Congratulations to Trishan, as his team has quite a few of all-pros on this team. Left tackle, Mr. Armstead for the New Orleans Saints, and that fierce running attack that they have had for the last few years. Armstead has paid off and has been the anchor to that success. The right tackle, we have Mr. Wagner of the Baltimore Ravens, leading the way for Mr. French, as he has been running, having some big running lanes as well. Mr. Boyd of the Indianapolis Colts is your left guard. T. Turner, for the Carolina Panthers. The Lindsey rounds off the center for the Green Bay Packers. And that is the offensive all-pro player here in upper echelon. Now we're going to take a look at the defensive side of the football. We have Mr. J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans. He has been a stud for the past 8-9 seasons here in upper echelon. He has been doing a wonderful job out there in the Lone Star State. At the left end, Mr. B. Mays of the Arizona Cardinals, he has been causing havoc the last few seasons, racking up sacks, and it's been a pleasure to watch him play. He's been unguardable the last few seasons. At the defensive tackle position, we have Mr. Floyd, one of the greatest players ever to play in the offensive line. He has been dominating offensive lines for 8 years now, and it hasn't stopped this season. He was a unanimous All-Pro. It wasn't even a shadow of a doubt between him and Spencer. Those were the only two unanimous All-Pros upper echelon. And we have Mr. Vega of the Cincinnati Bengals. He has been very surprising this season, put up good numbers in a system where the defense is not the first priority in Cincinnati, but he has been an All-Pro and been an anchor on that defensive line. At the middle linebacker position, we have Mr. Reedy of the New England Patriots. Austin loves to talk about this guy. This is his guy. He thinks this guy is better than Ray Lewis, Dick Butkus, and anyone else that played in the middle linebacker position. Shame on Austin, but Reedy is an all-pro in the upper echelon. Mr. Malcolm Brackett of the Philadelphia Eagles, he is also an all-pro as well. On the other linebacker position, outside linebacker position, the left outside linebacker, we have Mr. Hunter for the Jets and Mr. Coleman for the Seattle Seahawks. And at the defensive back positions, we have two studs. These guys are qualified, as they do not give up a lot of passes, and they pick the pass off when they do get the opportunity thrown at them. And that is Mr. Kevin Gordon of the New York Jets and Vincent Clark of the Green Bay Packers, two lockdown corners. You do not want to throw at those guys, and when you do, the pass is likely to be intercepted or knocked down. And the back end of the secondary, Earl Thomas III of the Seattle Seahawks, no introduction need for this guy. He has done it throughout his entire career at upper echelon. And Mr. Murphy of the Colts with Mr. Seafool, who claims, self-proclaimed best user in upper echelon, which we know that is a stretch, to say the least, but he has found him an all-pro safety. And the all-pro Parkley of the Cincinnati Bengals was perfect all season, made 27 consecutive field goals without a miss, along with 56. And we have Mr. Scum, the scum of the earth. And he's a punter from the Minnesota Vikings, and that is the last of the All-Pro team in upper echelon, the first edition. Congratulations to the players that made it, the players that could have made it. Congratulations to them all, as we will have two All-Pro teams next season. Just something that we was putting together now. Always trying to find new things in the upper echelon. Upper Echelon Awards will be coming to you this weekend, hopefully if things do work themselves out. Now we're 20 minutes into the show, left into the show. If you're just now joining us, I'm Hills the Best, live at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where it is cold. I can't feel my fingers. I can't feel my face. Shout out to Weezy and Joel. You might be a little too young to realize what that is, so I'm going to move on with that. But it's a raucous crowd here, as a lot of people are anticipating this matchup, and word going around upper echelon that this is the Super Bowl. And no, this is the NFC Championship game, but a lot of people feel the winner of this game will be a lot to win the Super Bowl because this game is just a magnitude, a big-time football game. And a lot of people just feel like the KTs and the DJMs of the world, two guys that have hosted the Lombardi Trophy here in Upper Echelon as already, they're facing each other. This is a monumental classic battle in a season that hasn't been as smooth. The league needed this matchup. We're glad that it's taking place and it's getting closer and closer. And I am getting goosebumps, and maybe it's just because I'm cold out here. But it is a very exciting time in Upper Echelon as DJM and KT are participating in this matchup. A lot of people are saying that because the New England Patriots' talent is just not to match the Green Bay Packers. How the New England football Patriots, as I like to call them, they are very disciplined. They play as a team. And it is something that a lot of people have to take into consideration as they are a team that's not going to just lay down for them. And I want to just go back just for a quick second as my statistician and my host is telling me to go back on one thing before we get going into that, because I do want to dive into my predictions and what's going to happen, what I think will happen in this matchup that's going to take place in a few minutes from now. The kickoff is around 20 minutes from here, Eastern time. I want to go back and just round up how many guys that were on the All-Pro team and just give you the most that was by teams, if you don't mind. Let's go back just a quick second. We got a little ahead of ourselves as the anticipation for this game. As it gets closer and closer, it's something to be second to none right now. The Green Bay Packers had four players. They had the most players in as selected as all pros. They had three offensive players, Aaron Rodgers, Hudson, the running back, Lindsey, the center, and Clark as a defensive player. The second most players that were selected from the second most team was Trishan and the New York Football Jets. The Jets had three players selected into the All-Pro team. They had one on offense. They had Mr. Torres for the tight end. They had an outside linebacker, left outside linebacker, Mr. Hunter, and a lockdown corner, Kevin Gordon. The Philadelphia Eagles, Minnesota Vikings, Seattle Seahawks, Baltimore Ravens, the Colts had three as well. Murphy on the defensive side of the ball, and the Colts had two offensive players with Robinson and Boyd to round that out. So we had four from the Packers. We had three from the Colts and the Jets, Sifu and Trishan and DJM. Now we're right on the right pace. Minnesota had two. Cincinnati had two. Seattle had two. Philadelphia had two, Baltimore had two. So we're caught up with that. So we want to just congratulate all the constituents who had players in the All-Pro. It is an honor to be in that. And a lot of guys had multiple players in the All-Pro, and I just want to go through how I just picked these players. It wasn't just random. I went and did some research on these players. I just didn't go and see the stats that you put up, the gaudy numbers. It has to make sense. And what I mean by that, you can have a lot of touchdowns, but you're not going to have a whole lot of interceptions to match that. Turnover and touchdown ratio has to be fairly there. Completion percentage needs to be there with the quarterbacks. Running backs, it was mainly yards, broken tackles, things of that nature. Offensive line, it was pancakes. How many sacks you allow. I went through and looked through as many teams as I could possibly. Went through and looked at the award winners and the AFC and NFC, those type of things. And mainly for the defensive backs, I know a lot of people think the defensive back had a lot of interceptions that meant something, but I went deeper with the defensive backs. And you can go ahead and double check me if you would like to. Gordon and Clark allowed the fewest, and they didn't give up that many catches, no more than three or four. So those are lockdown corners. And those corners are not always just the 1-2. You had to be between 1-2 and 3 on your depth chart on your football team to make this list. If you was fourth corner and you got a lot of interceptions, but you had a few catches allowed on you, because you're the dime corner, you might not be in as much. So that's what went into the all-pro selection. So don't think I just went through and picked certain players for certain teams. It wasn't the case. And also, force wins had a lot to do with it. We had a lot of guys that was on all of the season, a lot of teams, Falcons, Bills, Raiders, Browns. There was a lot of teams. Chiefs was for half of the season. I was for most of the Titans was most of the season. So it took some consideration with these players with force wins. And, you know, I did my research, so it wasn't that I just picked players just because. So these guys earned it. So this all-pro team is legit. It wasn't picked up just the homeboys picking it and whatnot. It was based off of statistics and what you've done in Madden, not just you throwing the ball 100 times and getting your players as many yards. It's you making solid plays, all pros really being good players and not just racking up stats. Because stats could be, you know, deflating when you're down 30 and you score two touchdowns late that make your stats look good. But really didn't result in anything. So that had a lot to do with it, records, et cetera. So I took a little time, did my homework, so I hope you appreciate those things. DJM, Green Bay Packers had 4. Jets had 3, Trishan and Sifu with the Colts had 3 as well. So those 3 coaches done a wonderful job of getting all pros out there with good statistics and that had a good ratio and everything. They passed the eye test as well. So let's go on and get back into what is the most important thing. We play for a championship. We play for that $30 PSN card. Let's get to talking about that as we conclude and get closer and closer towards kickoff. The Green Bay Packers and Carolina Panthers, like I said, I was saying that a lot of people do think this is a Super Bowl matchup, and I do not, and I am one that do not think that, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute, but this is a marquee matchup that a lot of people think is the Super Bowl matchup. DJ and KT, two guys that have hosted a Super Bowl trophy here in Upper Echelon. We've only had 4 champions in 8 seasons, which is still good. It's compared to in the league. Half of the year you've had, you know, consecutive champions. I've won 3, whatever the situation may be. But DJ and KT has been to 4 or 5 Super Bowls. He's been to 5 Super Bowls. DJ has been to 1. Austin's been to 2. These 3 guys have made it to this before. Austin has been to the AFC Championship game 3 times. KT's been to every single NFC Championship game, and DJM has made his 3rd appearance into the NFC Championship game. So these guys know what it takes to get here. DJM has been, the Green Bay Packers have been the best team in football this year in Upper Echelon, and a lot of people, including myself, have not given them the due that they might deserve because they have won most of their games, majority of their games, only lost 2 games. They are the number 1 team. They have 4 all-pros. They have built a very good team, and they're not getting it through. I think this team is actually better than the team that won the Super Bowl 2 seasons ago. But they're not getting their due, and the only way I think they can get their due is finally beating KT. DJM has won the Super Bowl, and a lot of people can sit here and say, well, he won the Super Bowl, but he never beat KT. KT cannot be the best player in the NFC or the best player in UE if he can't even beat a certain guy in this conference that he has met time and time again. I think they only met 1 time in the postseason, all this upper echelon postseason. So this is a big matchup for DJM for winning. And he will say that he don't care and the fans don't care. The players don't care. The fans care. I've talked to a lot of the fans, the ones that are not drunk already. I have talked to them, and they told me that this is a big game for their franchise. They have won a championship. They want to get the 2nd one, but they want people to respect Green Bay, Wisconsin. Even though they are a legendary franchise, people want respect. KT has came in. His players are very loose in Carolina. I've never seen a coach to act the way that he has. I've faced him many times before. I talked to him just a little bit. He was his normal self, very confident, told me make sure his money is there for him after he wins the Super Bowl tonight. KT is very confident. His players are very relaxed. They looked it tight against the Vikings yesterday, they are ready. They're ready today. They're loose. The Green Bay Packers seem like they're confident as well. So this matchup is huge. do not think offense should be disrespected and talked upon as he's just there. He's happy to be there. He's been in the Super Bowl before. He's faced the Carolina Panthers before. He wants them again, but he will take Green Bay if he gets them. He doesn't care who he gets. And I think, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I think KT will win this game today against DJ. And I think KT do beat the Green Bay Packers. There's something about Sutton and ODB and all those receivers. Cam Newton is back. Cam is ready to get his team to the Super Bowl. And a lot of people, I didn't mention this to KT because me and KT are respectable towards each other. Isaiah Thomas, Magic Johnson type of friendship. So I didn't say it to him, but a lot of people are whispering KT don't have to see Hills in the Super Bowl. So KT is very excited. He's enthused. He's not afraid of anyone. But if he know he doesn't have an affordable opponent, him in Super Bowl, that gives him even more confidence, and it's hard to stop a guy that's that confident. So DJM is going to have to rise to the occasion. And I know he likes to downplay and play the underdog role and try to stay out of it, doesn't say anything in the group to bring attention to himself. That's been his MO since he's ever played Madden. But he's going to have to rise up to this occasion, because if you want to sit back and not say nothing just in case, you know, it doesn't go your way and you don't win, you don't have nothing to say because you didn't say it in the first beginning. You're the best team in the league now, regardless if he wants to admit it or not. He has to take that upon him. He's won a Super Bowl. He has the best record. He has home field. This is his time. It's the pressure is really on him. He should win this game. He's the best team, and you got to go out there and prove it. But I think KT will win the game 41-35. KT scores a late touchdown in the end of the game. So the Panthers will advance. Now to my Super Bowl prediction, because I will not have a show before that. I have personal matters to attend to. But I think the New England Patriots and Austin will win the Super Bowl. And I know a lot of people in Green Bay, I am in a closed area, so I will not be jumped on. But I think the New England Patriots will win the Super Bowl. KT and Austin will use KT's arrogant attitude against him. And I think he will win 38-28, a pick six at the end of the game to seal it on the last drive. As KT going down to try to win it, Austin will get a pick six, celebrate into the end zone, celebrate and put his and cement his name as one of the top elite guys in the upper echelon. I think it will be an upset in the Super Bowl. It just feels that way. It's been a rocky season. It's been up and down, topsy-turvy, and I think it will continue in the Super Bowl as KC will go down, lose his fourth consecutive Super Bowl, which is crazy in itself. Austin wins the Super Bowl 38-20. I have the New England Patriots winning the Super Bowl and going out, because I think this is his last season, going out in style and getting himself a Super Bowl ring to cement himself. And Austin is, I know for a fact if he wins this, Austin is the type of guy that wants more credit than he deserves. And if he wins the championship and goes out and never plays another game until the next Madden comes out, he can always say, the last time I won a Super Bowl. And that's something that nobody can take away from him. 305 can't take away from him. I won't be able to take away from him. DJ MKT, none of us will be able to take away from him. So I think this is Austin's last hurrah, and he will win that game. And I will celebrate with Austin because he will be representing AFC the correct way. Austin, go out there and get him, get this win. I'm excited, like I said, for this game. Green Bay, Carolina, the stream will be live. We'll be in the group. Guys, if you can watch it, please watch it. Now, with that being said, the off season for the rest of us that are not in it, the other 29 owners that's not in it, we are embarking on our last season. We will have another season, and I'm going to tell you why. For one, we have plenty of time, and I think we have plenty of owners. We have at least 85% of guys that have contact said they're playing next season. It's not a shadow of a doubt they want to know when the draft is. So we have 85% of the league coming back. So we're fine with enough owners and users to play. Also, Madden 17 doesn't drop until August the 23rd. That means the rosters won't be completed until the first week of September. It never be complete because they have the preseason games they got to get. The final rosters won't come out until week one. The week of week one. So we do not want it to be sitting around for a month and a half not doing nothing. Let's continue on staying active, figuring out new things as we figure out how we're going to do it. It's more than likely we're going to keep the lottery. We don't want to just start letting people pick teams because you're going to want to pick the big best. Everybody's going to want the same team. Everybody might want Dallas, but we have a lot of Dallas fans in here. A lot of people might want Seattle because team. A lot of people might want Green Bay, but, you know. So we're not going to go into letting you pick your teams randomly and call dibs on them. It's not going to work that way, and it's just not going to be fair to everyone because everyone is not in the group meet either. But we're not going to allow that to happen. So we're going to do a lottery. We're going to just try to figure out which way to do it as well. That's the early favorite is just to do the lottery of what we've been doing the last few seasons. So we will have an upper echelon last season, and the Super Bowl champion will be paid a PSN card, and it will not be $30. It will be more than $30. Yes, I said it will be more than $30 for the Super Bowl winner of the last season in upper echelon. We want you guys to be active. As long as we're active, following rules, we have no problem paying out that cash. And we told you at the beginning of upper echelon that we will change the price of this PSN card anytime we feel it will never be less than 30, but it can always be more than 30. So stay tuned for the amount of cash or PSN cash that you can win for winning the Super Bowl. So stay tuned for that. We will not leak that information out now, P or whatever, you know, don't let people think they will get the information out from you. All right, like I said, we're getting closer to kickoff time. A lot of people are anticipating this game. The players have ran back into the locker room. The crowd is getting into a frenzy. It is cold. I'm about to get into some. Wait a minute, what is that? Oh, I'm about to get into the press box and get into this game. Enjoy the rest of this game. I'm here the best. We're going to have a wonderful time. The off-season schedule I will send to each and every one of you personal devices, so do not go crazy. Do not be threatened. I will put it in the group and through your DM and your text message. Me, UPT, or one of the other commissioners will do that as well. Enjoy your game. Enjoy the last two games of the season. Get ready for the next season. Post your players in the trade room quickly. Do not forget, we can start posting players in the trade room, start getting these deals out. You know what draft picks that you do have. If you have some guys that want to join, maybe hit us up. We're going to see if we can fill these teams up because we do like to have a full lead if possible. But get your guys posted up in the trade room. I have a few guys in the trade room. If you want to trade me, text me or DM me, either or. I'm in the group all day, every day. It's all about the UE. Enjoy the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. Good luck to the last three. Austin, bring it home for the AFC, and I'm out. Thank you.